great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station
or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Now everyone's got stories to tell.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was I Said Slightly by York Redoubt off of their self-titled album. Before that, 1,000 Pounds by Weed off of Running Back. Before that, Millipede by Devil's Cross Country off of Possession is 9/10. And the first song of the hour was Five and Dime Conjurers by The Drin off of their album Today, My Friend, You Drunk the Venom. That was an album that came out in 2023. Interestingly, both The Drin and Devil's Cross Country are Cincinnati bands from Ohio. Well, being from Cincinnati necessarily means they're from Ohio, but I'm saying Ohio for those that don't know that Cincinnati is in Ohio. But yeah, they remind me of each other, so I guess there's kind of a scene for that sound. I don't know if there's any relationship between the bands directly, like if they share any members, but nonetheless, that kind of like intense slacker rock is what I'm gonna call it. Yeah, I like that sound a lot. When Possession is 9/10, whenever I came across that one, liked it a lot. When I came across Today, My Friend, You Drunk the Venom, liked that a lot too. And interestingly, saw today that that album by The Drin is in fact free on Bandcamp, so that's pretty cool. And they've had releases since then. I wasn't following the band, so didn't come across them, but that's now on my listening list. I spent a very long time tonight trying to come up with the songs for this hour, digging through Rate Your Music charts of, like, Canadian slacker rock in particular. I can't remember exactly what I started out with for... I started with a song from Attica Basement, which will come up in the next segment of songs. But pretty much nothing that I came across trying to look for, like, Canadian slacker rock came into this playlist tonight. So that was kind of fruitless, realizing that now. But nonetheless, pretty pleased with how the playlist turned out tonight, and yeah, nice to return to stuff like Weed and to realize that the Drin album was free. Anyway, next song coming up is from Smog.
Anybody else would tell you my face is dead, but I say it's a lie. There's only one road in, and it's easy to miss. It's surrounded by swamp with green snaky vines. Anybody else would tell you my face is dead, but I say it's a lie. There's only one road in, and it's easy to miss. It's surrounded by swamps with green snaky vines. Anybody else would tell you my face is dead, but I say it's a lie. Thank you.
Up its mind.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song was Sheet Bend by Tarp off of their album Automatic Solar Light. Before that, No Means Why by Attic Abasement off of Swim Through the Dirt. And before that, first of those three songs was Spanish Moss by Smog off of Accumulation None. Yeah. Nice stuff. I've played that Tarp song relatively recently on the show, but I thought it fit really well behind that Attic Basement track, so decided to blaze ahead, ignore it as a repeat. Yeah. That album by Smog, Accumulation None, it's like a compilation album, I think, or I think a lot of the songs, or maybe all of them, were previously released and were redone for the album, though. I think that... no, it was a version of Chosen One that's particularly different from how it appears on, what's it called? Julius Caesar, which is an earlier album from Smog. One of the final lines in the song is different, at least from the copy of the lyrics that I found that was referencing Julius Caesar, but it's been a while since I listened to that album, so I don't know if the version is actually different lyrics-wise or if it was just like a miswriting of the lyrics on this AZ lyrics site, if that's what it was called. But yeah, I really liked that album way back. In fact, it was around the time that I first got into the band Weed as well, so kind of neat to see that those two popped up at the same time in a show after all these years. And I was also recently talking to someone about the band Weed and realized that I had played the entirety of their album Deserve on here before, so nice to... And I think that was the first album that I got into of theirs, so that's... Yeah, nice to return to some of this stuff. It's definitely been a while since I gave a full listen to Accumulation None, but I really like the way that it's formatted. These sort of, like, very rough, lo-fi, jokey songs interspersed between much more heartfelt ones, and I don't think it's the original appearance of I Break Horses, but there's a phenomenal version of that one, followed by, I think, Astronaut or something like that. Anyway, more to come. Next will be from Bug Davies. We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Easier Now by Homeshake off of Horsey. Just noticed something about the band, album names. Song before that, Boys in Love. And then in parentheses, I'm Calling You on the Phone. Now it's by Bug Davies off of Horse. Now you can see what I was laughing at. Horsey and Horse. I didn't notice that before. Nice little coupling of songs there. I was really into that album by Bug Davies about a year ago. A little bit more than a year ago. Let's say a year and 2 months ago. At the very tail end of December 2024. And it's interesting to reapproach that album, or I guess that song in particular. I didn't listen to the full album today and picking out the song, but reapproach that stuff from a very different emotional position, let's call it. But yeah, and even earlier in the show, I had almost chosen to play a different song by Smog, one called Chosen One, which I talked about. It almost felt like things were going way too far in this sort of lovesick direction unintentionally. I thought about leaning into that. I think it would have been a little bit of fun. And there's still obviously a taste of that in this half of the hour. There's going to be some stuff from Memory Card that I think still kind of backs it up. And I was sort of close to playing a song from Jason Molina of Songs Ohio, playing one of his songs that I came across recently called Let Me Go, Let Me Go, Let Me Go, which is a doozy. But I was going to place it as like the final song in the hour. But the problem is that that's sort of like a bumper position where I'm anticipating like a chunk of the song being cut off. And that's really not something that I'd want to do to a song like Let Me Go, Let Me Go, Let Me Go. So it's kind of the irony of that position of it's like, you know, wanting an outro track, but at the same time having to understand that track is likely to be incomplete and cut off somewhere arbitrarily or outside of my control. So it makes it sort of like an odd position. I've filled that spot with like tracks by the band Tear Jerks in the past, which is kind of, I don't know, it works. But I hate the feeling of those songs being sort of throwaways. But anyway, this next one is from a band called 30 Amps from Philadelphia. Yeah. is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Why, Part 2. My memory card off of As the Deer. Before that, Penny Box by Racecourse off of their album July, December. And the first of the three was Sandpaper by 30 Amps off of A Tango on the Mountainside. It's the only album out by that band. And that band, one of the members, I think it's just a two-person thing. One of the members is behind the band Cooking, also from Philadelphia. And that album, A Tango on the Mountainside, came out in 2018. So I guess somewhere in approximately a year after Cooking with Gas. Yeah, kind of a shame that's their only release. It's a really nice one. It also shows signs of, like, the kind of Philly shoegaze sound. I forget exactly which song it's on, but something that was, like, really reminiscent of, like, especially later, They're Gutting a Body of Water. So I found that pretty neat. I mean, it's just a fun little album. I think it's actually under 15 minutes, which really surprised me, because it's got, like, five or six songs on it. And I just put it on when I was doing some stuff, and it ended. I felt very surprised by that, but still, really great. And also has, like, you know, some of the characteristics of Cooking, whom I quite like. Yeah, and I don't think I looked into if there are any other projects from the other guy that's in the band, but that'd be worth doing. Yeah, seems like 2018 was, like, a bit of a wall. I know there was a single released by Cooking at that, like, in that year, and then it was only in 2024 that anything new came out from that project. It was just a single. I mentioned that on the last episode, I think. Yeah, guess that's about the end of the hour. We're coming up on it anyway. I'm trying to think if I have anything important to say. Go to cjlo.com/shows/past-tense if you want to see this week's playlist or any past week's playlist. I have, like, a master document on there, like a big spreadsheet of everything that is linked off of that page that I enjoy updating. Archived episodes, a couple links to old interviews that I've done. Not all of them, still have not uploaded like older ones that I did, which I should really do. It's been years now. But anyway, we're very slowly approaching the time when the final song will come on. And I feel like a bit of a twinge of distaste for having, like, a bumper song like this, because it feels like a throwaway track, but it shouldn't be. Anyway, this last one is called In Transit. It's by Perfect Hair off of their self-titled. Have a good night. Thank you.
If you are a student who has experienced sexual violence or intimate partner violence, IPV, the Sexual Violence Prevention and Response Service, SVPRS, is here for you. We offer confidential, non-judgmental support to help you navigate your options and connect with the resources you want. We can help with accessing on and off-campus supports, academic considerations, safety planning, and information on next steps or complaint processes. Looking for workshops or training on consent and sexual violence prevention? We offer those too. Whether you want to build awareness or learn how to support others, we've got programs for you. Have a look at our website by visiting www.queensu.ca/sexual-violence-support. Meeting with us won't trigger a complaint or an investigation. It's all about what you need. You can access our services at any point in your academic journey, and no referral is needed. To contact us, email bjl7@queensu.ca, and an advisor will get in touch with you. You are not alone. We believe you.
Monday. When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side.